Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Don Allen Rico, and taking Dr. Kenneth Ream's place today, we have Ernie Parrish, founder and CEO of Natural Foot Orthotics. Welcome to our 30-minute discussion today on Foot Expert Online, discussing topics that can keep your feet healthy and affect your overall health. Our topic this afternoon is foot care and orthotics. Do you need them? Should you be using some? 646-787-1532 is the call-in number. Join us if you'd like to ask a question. Good afternoon, Ernie. How are you today?
Great, Don. Great. I appreciate that. How are you?
I'm doing great. And this topic today has been something very interesting to me to study for this morning and look at, because it, the human foot, and I got some of these facts off of your website where it talks about the human foot, and it says it's a strong mechanical structure, contains 26 bones, 33 joints, and more than 100 muscles, tendons, and ligaments. 52 bones in your feet make up one quarter of all the bones in your body. When they're out of alignment, so is the rest of your body. And then it says there are approximately 250,000 sweat glands in a pair of feet, and they excrete as much as a half a pint of moisture each day. So the soles of your feet, they contain more sweat glands and sensory nerve endings per square centimeter than any other part of the body. That's very, very interesting. You know, Dr. Ream, many, many times, he talks about the foot is a part of the body. He says that many doctors and many people ignore the feet and what, you know, how, and their purpose and everything. And you look at all that structure there, definitely say, gosh, there's a lot of things that could go wrong. And if you're ignoring it, that could make a lot of problems for the rest of your body, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It really is an engineering marvel. I think it was Michelangelo who made that statement, that is so complex. And just think about, you know, how you can run and jump and just turn on a dime and balance yourself. You know, that 2% of your body mass is supporting, you know, the rest of the 98%. And it just, the foundation of your entire body, it's so, so important to have those arches supported. And they're just, unfortunately, there's just not enough support in the shoes that we buy nowadays. And that's why we're just seeing so much more. It's like plantar fasciitis is almost an epidemic. We get so many calls from people who have been suffering, and it can stem from a lot of things, not only plantar fasciitis, but bunions and neuromas, and it just goes on and on. But the footwear we're buying today is just not supportive enough. It seems like they're getting lighter and lighter shoes. Less support, so they're so flimsy. You can just take a shoe for the most part and just wring it out. It used to be a footwear had shanks in them. Remember when you were a kid and they had those metal shanks in there, the Buster Browns and all those. You know, those were quality. Yeah, absolutely. So they're just more fashion oriented. It's what sells today. You know, the lightest footwear you can buy, it's definitely a problem, and everyone needs that support. And you just don't, like I said, you just don't get it in footwear nowadays. So it's very important to have orthotics.
Well, Okay, so let's talk about orthotics for a minute, because for many people that might be a new word. It might be something, a whole new idea altogether. You know, they go out there and, oh, I just spend $50, or I spent $100, or I spent $200 on my shoes, and now you're asking me to spend more on them. So what are orthotics, and what is the purpose of them? Why do we even want them?
Well, they're preventative, for one thing, and your body just needs them. And there's, you know, you mentioned the orthotics. You know, 10 years ago, people really didn't know what orthotics were, but I think they've really been educated in the last few years as to what orthotics are, orthotic arch supports. You know, it's a multi-billion-dollar-year business, and what they do, what they're supposed to do, is to put the foot into a subtalar neutral position. And what that does, it aligns, it's aligning the bones, it's reestablishing the arches where they should be. When that's done properly, your joints align better, better posture, better balance, better stability. And there's so many on the market that it's hard to you know, decide what's, you know, going to work best for you. And that's one reason we sell more than one style. But, yep,
okay,
everyone needs them.
So how then does a person know what to buy if they're, let's say, just, you know, going out there? And I recently, you know, I mean, you used to go to like Albertsons, and you'd go and find something that looked comfortable and stick in the bottom of your shoe because they didn't have anything in there. But it's quite a bit more than that, especially, you know, looking at your site. And I would suggest anybody that's listening, go to naturalfootorthotics.com and watch the videos. That was very informative for me. How would they know what to buy? How do they know what their foot is?
Mm-hmm. Well,
is that, it's not a one-size-fit-all, is it?
No, absolutely not. No, we've been in business for 22 years now, and we've narrowed it down to two styles of orthotics that really seem to work the best for the general public. We have our Slim Stabilizer, which is designed for the lower flat foot, lower arches to the up to the medium height arch, and then we offer the Original Stabilizer, which is for the medium to high arches. And this is, we're talking generalities here, but for the most part, that's how that works. We have 13 sizes in each of those, from a men's size 3 actually to a men's size 15. And they are unisex, so we usually just go up one size for women. And then some of the criteria is determining how high. Some folks don't even know. You know, I don't know if I have a high, medium, or low arch. So you can take a little test. You know, you can put some Vaseline on your foot and stand on a brown paper bag. And if it's shaped like a U-shaped, generally that's a medium to high arch. If it's flat like a duck, then you know it's flat. So those are the determining things. We also go by your dress shoe size for fitting, because especially athletic shoes just can be all over the board. You know, I know I wear a size 10 in a quality dress shoe, but in my athletic shoes I have to buy an 11. So, of course, are always going to order your orthotics for the shorter the shoe sizes in your closet, basically. And it also depends on the activity and the footwear. If I'm at the office, I'm sitting down most of the day, I'm running back and forth into the shop, and I'm wearing athletic shoes, I wear the Original. If I am going to go, the wife and I are going to go out for a 2-3-4 mile walk with the dogs, I'm going to wear the Slims because I have a fairly low arch. So I'm still getting the benefits, but I'm not getting that the aggressiveness of the original. So that's how we, you know, determine how to provide our orthotics to the general public. And you mentioned Albertsons. You know, there's Dr. Scholl's, there's these all these different brands at Walmart and stuff like that. And they generally, right, it's a one-size-fits-all. They might have two or three different sizes. And I've tried, every time something comes out of the market, I just try it. And it's, you know, they never fit you in the right place. They're supporting one arch, you know, the main arch, your interlongitudinal medial arch. And that's about it, and that'll help hold up that arch. And I get this question a lot, too, as far as, well, why shouldn't I go to a doctor and get a custom orthotic? And that's fine, especially if you have some real deformities. If you're so flat-footed that you're walking on your ankles, absolutely, you need to go to a doctor and get a custom orthotic. But for the general purpose, the difference between a custom orthotic and ours is that they're taking a cast of an imperfect foot. In fact, very seldom will they even do that nowadays. But so they're taking a cast of an imperfect foot, and they're trying to build up the arches here and there and perhaps post the orthotic, and they're generally full-length orthotics, which really limits you on the foot where you can wear them in. But with ours, when you're standing on ours, it's actually shaping the foot. It's straightening out the bones where they should be. They're reestablishing arches where they should be. And that is why I think we see such good results from ours.
Okay.
Yeah. So
now you're saying that orthotics then can correct your feet, and of course, you know, as we started out, we were talking about you know, all of these 52 different bones, over 100 muscles, tendons, and ligaments, and especially if you're overweight, that's going to continually be pushing down on those and deforming them. So by putting something that corrects your feet, how long would you say that usually takes?
It could take a day or two to 3 or 4 weeks. It just depends on the person, the height of their arch. I tell my folks, it's kind of like wearing braces on your teeth, putting braces on your teeth. Okay. You know, it's uncomfortable at first, and it's going to take time. So many folks nowadays, you don't want that immediate gratification. They put them in their shoes, and they're going like, you know, this is just too uncomfortable. But you've got to go through that break-in period. It took a lot of years to get your feet into the shape they're in. So it's going to take some time,
right,
to straighten things out. You're going to be standing different. You're going to be using your muscles a little differently. You know, the joints should be aligning a little better. So there's different wear patterns on the joints. And it's just, but for the most part, they, you know, folks can generally adapt on average, I'd say a week to 2 weeks on average. And once again,
okay,
going back to, you want to put them in a good quality footwear, something that has a good ankle support, a good stable platform on the shoe. It's very seldom you can find a shoe that even has a shank in it nowadays. And the shank is they used to be metal, and they would run along the bottom of the shoe in the insole, and it would only allow the foot to break or bend at the ball of the foot. So stability there is just real important. And, of course, you don't want So anyway, yeah, that's just as important, good quality footwear.
Okay. Now, is that just something you just put in your shoe and you leave it there, you wear it all the time? Is it something you change, or is that what's your suggestion?
No, it's something you definitely want to wear all the time. Like you mentioned earlier, with every step we take, that arch is collapsing if there's not enough support in the shoe. And it's stretching out the plantar fascia. It's all the ligaments in the foot. And that will create micro tears, generally where the fascia attaches to the heel bone. And that's the part that gets inflamed for plantar fasciitis. And that's what, so you need to wear them all the time. You need to get through the break-in period as soon as you can. Never go barefoot. I have a pair of my bedroom slippers, you know, my athletic shoes, my dress shoes, so I never go without. Sometimes I'll be changing them from shoe to shoe, and I'll put on a pair of shoes that doesn't have them in there, and I feel it almost immediately. I can feel the stretch. I can feel, like, sometimes it feels like there'd be a knife sticking up in the middle of your arch, which I'm sure so many of the listeners can identify with. So very important to wear them all the time. And you can change them from shoe to shoe. For ours, example, ours are three-quarter length, so they're very versatile. We also sell these natural sponge rubber cushions. So typically what I would tell a customer is take everything out of the shoe, if you can, removable footbeds, put our orthotic in there, and then put our cushion over the top of it. It's just going to give you more comfort during that break-in period. Of course, if you take everything out of the shoe and just put a three-quarter length orthotic, the shoe is not going to fit properly. It's going to be too sloppy, more than likely. But, step shock is very important, too. The cushions absorb step shock. With every heel strike, it can send tremors up your heel all the way up to the, you know, top of your head, actually. So cushions are very important as well. Yeah.
Oh, that's when, a lot of times, Dr. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Dr. Rehm and I have talked about the three types of pressures. You know, there's the shearing, the tearing, and then the pounding, different types of pressures that are on the foot all the time. And as you talk about that cushion, you know, and that shock, you're right. That is something that a person should take into consideration instead of just simply putting a pair of shoes on and just letting it be at that. I remember one time, when I did have plantar fasciitis, I had a friend, doctor of mine, and his suggestion, and I don't remember if he said anything else, but this is what I stuck with: take some aspirin, you know, take to get rid of the inflammation. And I don't ever remember him telling me, get a good pair of orthotics and put in there, support your arches, you know, stop it from doing what it's going to be doing. I just him saying that.
Well, yeah, and, you know, aspirin is just a mask. It's just covering the pain. It's not getting the root of the problem. So many people will get the cortisone shots nowadays, and I can't tell you how bad that is for your system. I've been told that cortisone never leaves your body. It'll settle in the soft tissue, soft tissues of your body, and just never goes away. But, yeah, they hurt like heck, first of all, and then it's only good for a few days, a few weeks, if that. Everyone's a little different. But you got to get to the root of the problem. You've got to reestablish those arches. When you're standing orthotic, you can feel almost immediately there's pressure taken off the heel, off of the forefoot, it's like you can wiggle your toes. There's hardly any weight on the toes, less weight on the heels, and it's holding up the arches in the center where they should be. Where was I going with that? But you got to get to the root of the problem. The flexing has stopped. The spreading with every step is stopped, and then the healing process can start. The inflammation can start subsiding. You know, it's going to take time, a few weeks to really get completely away from the inflammation. So, and then as soon as you go barefoot again, you start that tearing process all over again. And what else? So, and of course, who wants to wear shoes all the time, but what's nice about the three-quarter length and the semi-rigid one is you can actually Velcro them into open-toed sandals, flip-flops, so you don't have to wear, you know, the shoes all the time. So it gives yourself a break, and it's just very versatile that way. So what I get excited about is, and I don't know if I mentioned this the last time we talked, but folks that can, you know, when you walk on sand, that's like the perfect orthotic.
Yeah.
Your heel sinks in, it's supporting the arches, and then you push off with the ball of your foot. And we were never designed to walk on hard surfaces. And of course, hopefully everyone has had the opportunity to walk on the beach. It feels great. Sod is the same way. You get into a nice, lush yard, and it just feels really good. So that is what our orthotics mimic. It's taking pressure off the heel. Through the midstep, it's holding up the arches, and then as the push off, the ball of the foot contacts as well. So that's what we call natural foot orthotics, because it's putting the foot into the natural subtalar neutral position. And so I know I keep talking about my orthotics, but there are other ones out there who are similar who can do a good job. But we want to promote
your orthotics, Ernie. So can you give the listeners where they can go and maybe what they see and the best way to start looking at getting a pair of orthotics? How would they go about doing that?
Well, just go to our website, naturalfootorthotics.com. We used to have retail stores. We had 8 of them at one time. And we started gradually getting away from those because we can just reach so many more people nowadays through the Internet. You know, well, you can also get them on Amazon. And you know, we have a lifetime guarantee. We have a 30-day exchange program. It doesn't cost you anything. We take care of all the shipping if there's exchange issues going on back and forth. So we're really accommodative. We understand, you know, where people are coming from. That's what got me into this business 22 years ago, my bad feet. We had another business at the time, and one of my employees had gone down to a local store franchise down in San Diego, and he was so impressed. He called me and says, Ernie, you got to get down here. I know the issues. He knows the issues I've had with my feet and back. And so I went down there, and I was just so impressed. We were actually their first franchisee 22 years ago, and that we helped them grow that business. And we just love the fact that we can help people. And so it's very rewarding. We have seen some just amazing results over the years. You know, people actually getting relief for the first time in years.
Yeah.
Some very miraculous things. We've had people get out of their wheelchairs and walk, and they're, you know, hang up their canes, and it's pretty amazing business to be in.
Well, Ed, I can see that because of the fact that, you know, I know that if you're walking on and your feet hurt, it is so, I mean, it's difficult to move across the, you know, I mean, just walk out and get in the car, and you don't want to be there anymore. And I've seen people who, without orthotics, put a lot of pressure on that ball joint, the front ball joint of their, you know, and they get calluses there, and then those become sore and create more problems, more pain. Good friend of mine is actually going to have surgery shortly because one of his bones is pushing down. You know, I mean, he's overweight, and that definitely something he needs to take care of. But, you know, if you're right, if there's no support there, where's it going to go?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that just made me. I got a call from one of our customers the other day, and she was scheduled for surgery. And she says, I'm going to give these a try. And she called to let me know that after a couple of weeks, she says, I don't need surgery. I am just doing so much better. So, you know, we get those types of calls from time to time. You owe it to yourself, you know. Surgery is the absolute last result. And before I would even do that, I would get two or three opinions, second, third opinions on those, because it's just, yeah. And I'm not saying these are going to help everyone in that situation, but at least it's worth a try. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, that's something that I think people, it's something that people need to be aware of. And, you know, like you say, shoes nowadays are not what they used to be. That's creating the problems that we're having, and it's something that needs to be done. People need to go and take a look at. Go ahead.
And it's just not your feet too. Lower back issues, back issues. I can't tell you how many folks have, and we've got just a ton of reviews and testimonials. Lower back issues. Herniated discs, things like that. It just almost immediately folks will feel like their hips come in, their shoulders go back. It takes just enough pressure off of a herniated disc like that. And that's just one incident that I'm thinking of. Because the feet are the foundation of your entire body, and you just like a foundation on a building. You know, if you have a cornerstone that is falling, then the whole rest of the building is out of sorts. So I just wanted to mention that. And also, TMJ has even been related to fallen arches or not enough support in your feet. Crazy, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I think, you know, as we're talking about, this is the Foot Expert online show. And when Dr. Rehm, of course, he had a personal issue with his parents that he needed to go to. The first person we thought of was you, because of the fact that it, you know, it's all about having great support. And the foot, it is the support of the body, but you've got to support the foot too. And so that's, I think, is definitely a must for
and also, you know, for every creams, person. Creams, foot creams are really amazing stuff. The skin, it's your largest organ, and you've got to take care of that. And that his does an amazing job with that. You know, when you think of someone who's in a lot of pain, and I do recommend this, is when you get orthotics, also get his cream. You know, it's going to help the circulation. Oh, that's another thing. Orthotics can really help the circulation as well, too. We're talking about neuropathy and so forth. But I'm glad I thought of that, because it helps to do the foot creams as along with the orthotic. Absolutely.
Which is exactly what we do. So I better put that in. If you haven't had a chance to look at Dr. Rehm's site, it's drrehmremedies.com. And that's rehmremedies.com. drrehmremedies.com. And the other one that we want you to take a look at is naturalfootorthotics.com. Take a look at it. Ernie, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been
a
pleasure,
Don,
to talk with you.
Pleasure to be there. Thank you.
All right. Okay. And thank you for listening to this call or on the recorded call. This is Don Allen Rico with Ernie Parrish on the Foot Expert Online. Remember to keep your feet healthy. That's what you need to do. Bye for now. We'll be right back. Hollywood Expert Online is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2019, Kenneth Ream, all rights reserved.